Hello and welcome to the Duff Money Podcast. This is the podcast that cares about you and your financial future. Personal finance is so important. Get the basics right, put the work in and educate yourself. Then you can invest with skill. You can invest towards financial independence and financial freedom. Property basics in 2023. Today's podcast is all about property and why I think you should start with single lets. You buy one or two single lets, serve your property apprenticeship, and then you can go and look for higher returns. If this is what you want, or you could stick with single lets as it is probably the most passive and least stressful way of property investing. We'll be looking at how to buy property, selecting your tenants, making sure your property is illegal, managing your property, and how property investing can make you financially independent. So, how to buy. First off, you should go online and look for potential properties. Another option is to head down your local estate agents and see what properties they have on offer. My preference is to go online, and I use Rightmove and Zoopla. If you do decide to go to your local estate agents, ask them to put you on their mailing list. Give them your criteria and they will email you suitable properties as they come onto the market. My criteria personally is properties ranging from £80,000 to £120,000 and within 6 miles of where I live. After identifying a few potentials, it's now time to get some viewings in. Get out there and look at as many properties as possible that tick all the boxes that fall into your chosen criteria. Now, if you're new to property, I would ask the vendor or estate agents plenty of questions and maybe take some notes. Then it starts to get exciting as you put a few bids in. Prepare for hearing the word no and stick to your guns. Make sure you have a maximum bid in mind and don't get too excited and go above the maximum price you first decided on. Try and keep the emotions away and you'll get an offer accepted eventually. This is a big deal as you're about to get your first rental property or next rental property. Personally, I get my financial advisor to find me a mortgage product. Your financial advisor, if you choose to go with one, should have the full access to the market and will advise you of the best deal for you and your circumstances. Now it's time to patiently wait as it's now over to the solicitors, and how long it takes is really out of your hands. From my experience, it takes between 8 to 10 weeks after agreeing a price to get to the point when you get the keys to your property. And that just about sums up the buying process. Moving on to selecting your tenants. You have a couple of options here. You can advertise yourself or you can use a letting agent. I've done both and there's pros and cons to both. When I used to advertise myself, I would mainly use Facebook and put a short post advertising my property for rent. There always seems to be a lot of interest, and then it's all about selecting the most suitable tenant. As well as getting plenty of interest, using Facebook to advertise your property is free, so if you're trying to keep costs down, this might be the way to go for you. If you go with a letting agent, they do all the background checks, and this helps you to get the most suitable tenant. But they do charge a big percentage of the first month's rent, like £400 for example. And that's to find a tenant and to take care of the initial setup. The initial setup is things like doing the inventory, and that's taking the pictures of the current state of the property and setting up the AST, the tenancy agreement. Weighing things up, I now prefer to go with a letting agent. This is because my main focus is on getting the most suitable tenant. The main thing is not to rush in too quickly. Don't go with the first person who shows interest. I've done this before and it leads to questionable tenants. Right, making sure your properties are legal. This is a big one as you want your properties legal and safe for your tenants. Now, I'm a big believer in being the best landlord I can be, and making sure the properties are legal is really the bare minimum. And a bonus is that you will avoid potential hefty fines if your property is illegal, as they should be. To ensure your property is legal, think EST, which is again the tenancy agreement, house insurance, gas certs, electrical certs, smoke alarm, carbon monoxide alarm, EPC, which is energy performance certificate, etc., etc. If you have any doubt, get yourself a free copy of the How to Rent Guide, and this gives you all the info you need on ensuring that your property is illegal. Now, to get this How to Rent Guide, go on the government website, gov.uk, and there you can get your free copy. Then it's about managing your property. You can manage it yourself, or you can get it managed by a letting agent. When you're just starting out, I would personally manage it yourself for maybe the first 12 months. This will be like your landlord apprenticeship and will show you what is required to manage a rental property, like calls from tenants at unsociable hours saying that they have a problem with the boiler. A negative is that you might get the odd tenant who literally want you to go around and wipe their ass for them, like calling you every couple of days with trivial stuff that shouldn't ever get to the landlord. I once had a nightmare tenant and she would torture me. She would be constantly ringing me and even had the cheek to find out where my mum lived so she could stalk me down there. On one of her many calls, she even wanted me to beat her boyfriend up. Let's just say she was an absolute nightmare tenant. You don't have to pay 10% of the rent for the letting agent to manage it, so you get more profit per calendar month if you decide to manage it yourself. Although you pay the letting agent 10%, I do prefer this option as it makes things more passive. I currently manage 6 properties myself and have given one to a local letting agent. Over the next few years, my plan is to give all of my rental properties to a letting agent. When it comes to investing, I've realised over the years that the more passive you can make it, the better. It gives you much more time, and that is what I want as a push hard towards financial independence. Property investing can make you financially independent. My aim is to get £4,000 per calendar month profit from my investments, and this would mean financial independence. Currently, I have 7 properties and make £200 per calendar month profit. This is a total profit of £1,400 per calendar month from property. Another 3 properties and I'm halfway towards financial independence, and this is a big deal to me. With my current strategy of single lets, simple maths tells us that I need 20 properties to get to my target of £4,000 per calendar month. If I keep going the way I'm going, I think I'll hit this target within the next 10 years. But there are faster ways to get to your financial independence figure with property. You could buy a small portfolio from a tired landlord, for example. You might have some decent equity in your home and you could remortgage to get a big deposit together. You end up networking for a few months at a local property event and you get introduced to a tired landlord. A landlord who wants to get rid of all or some of their portfolio. All of a sudden, you find yourself buying a small portfolio of 5 properties, and this really accelerates your journey towards financial independence. This is something I'm really keen on over the next year or two. I'm looking to speak to landlords who have had enough and want to sell all or some of their portfolio. Then I get to financial independence much quicker. There are other strategies with property like service accommodation, HMOs, lease option purchases where you don't have to put big deposits down, commercial to residential conversions, and there are many more ways when you look into it. Whatever way you want to go, I would always start with single lets. Manage the first few properties yourself and learn all about being a landlord. With some vital experience, you can then go and try different strategies to help you hit all of your financial goals. That just about sums up the podcast. If you've taken something away, a little review would be a big help, and it would help me get the podcast out there so I can help other investors. Thanks for listening.